Queen Cooley, how are you? Thank you so much for being here. If this is your first time, welcome. If you've been riding with me for a while, I really, really appreciate it. And please do like, share, subscribe, and comment because I try to get to every single comment as much as I possibly can. Today's video is straight for you guys. If you are an empath, if you're an HSP, if you're an entrepreneur, or you want to be an entrepreneur, if you are stuck in the loop of I am overwhelmed and lost my way, and I don't know how to get out. And I know that I'm here for a reason, but I'm not where I'm supposed to be. And I'm not happy and I can't figure it out. Then you're in the right place. Because that used to be me, right? So I am an activator. I am a very, I'm a communicator. I'm a very empathic person. I was born this way, very, very sensitive. And I can speak to people and animals if they're here or if they've crossed over. And all of my work, I am the messenger and God and spirit and the ancestors and totem animals all help me. So I go to the realms quite frequently. I do a lot of meditating and I am here to help you kind of unscramble where you're at, get your wires uncrossed and going in the right direction, remove what's blocking you. Help you get in alignment because when you're in alignment with your gifts, then the universe, and when your energy's right, then the stuff that's meant to be yours starts coming to you easily instead of you going out there and trying to wrestle with it. Like, I gotta have it, I gotta grab it. And that's really, really hard. But nobody can see all their own stuff. I can't see all my own stuff. No one can, which is why I am here to help you guys move forward. And, so many of you guys, I'm looking because I have notes here. So many of us have gone through the dark night of the soul many times. I am sure if you're watching that you're very talented, but you may not know all of your gifts, or you may not have tapped into all of your gifts, or your gifts, you may not have received them all because your gifts come online when you're ready for them, not all at once. Because if they came all at once, then your head would like explode. So they come on once in a while when you're ready. And, a lot of what you are going through is comes up for a reason, right? And the reason is so you can release it, so you can deal with it and release it. Because if you're a sensitive person, if you're empathic, if you're not where you want to be, that's probably because you are overwhelmed, you think too much, you don't take enough action and aligned action, not any action, aligned action. And you don't understand how to work with your energy, right? Sidebar, I have a really, really good friend who does the editing for my videos, and I've known him for a long time. And he was not feeling well. And I asked him, to try meditation, and he kind of, poo-pooed it. He's not really that type of guy. And I told him, I'm like, listen, I'm not that person that's like that's not me. My mind goes really fast, 100 miles an hour all the time. So for me, I'm a big music person, right? I love music. I found some, I call it astral music, but it's music that is kind of dreamy, right? And it puts me in a place where I'm relaxed and it gets me up into the realms really quickly and put down my guard and connect in, right? Because even if you're not receiving much, you don't think you're receiving much consciously, unconsciously, you are, right? When you meditate and you let down your guard, then you can start to talk to God or spirit or your ancestors. Because every single one of you, I really want you guys to know this, every single one of you out there, no matter what you've been through, no matter your age, no matter where you live, you have ancestors and family. And angels and guides that watch over you and protect you. We never really pass away, right? We pass away here in this suit that we're in, but our soul is still alive. And those souls that are still with you and protect you, a lot of them fiercely, you don't even know, but they're there. Think of it as two roads, okay? This road is our road, right? The 3D, but up here, is the other road where all the, some of the souls are. And so they're always, they can crisscross and connect us. And that's why I'll take myself as an example. Tell me if this has happened to you. It's very basic. I'm sure it has. But obviously, you've seen, 222 or 333 or whatever. If you look up and on your computer screen, you'll see the number or the clock. That's, angels trying to connect with you. Or I will see things that are more particular to me, like bluebirds, which I love bluebirds, or I'll see hawks. The other day, I was at the barn where my horse is, and a beautiful hawk flew right over my head, like hovered. And whenever I see hawks, that's one of my totems. I know I'm on the right path, or I'm getting an answer, meaning it's okay. You're fine. Calm down. You're okay, right? And there was no one else there but me and my horse. It flew right over me, no one else. It's kind of like last night, I saw a deer and I stopped the car and I looked at the deer and then I started speaking to the deer in light language, which is one of the healing modalities that I use, which is speaking in tongues, which I got following Joyce Meyer one day. And it is the oldest language. If you don't know what light language is, it's very healing. God told me it's the only language the devil does not know. And animals know it, humans know it. And words come out of my mouth. I don't know what I'm saying, but it's straight from God. It's straight from the heavens. And I will tell you, it's very healing. And when I speak it, like at the barn or at my house, all my animals come right over to me. It's crazy. It's very healing. So I always wish animals, because that's my heart. Lots of love. Stay safe. People aren't as, nice as drivers as I am. I slow down. And the deer just looked at me. We had like a good 5 minutes. We were just kind of going back and forth. And then I started to do some light language, just blessing the deer. And then off he went. I'm telling you this because you are all trying, and some of you recognize this, but some of you don't because your mind's so busy all the time that you're being contacted. The other realms, your ancestors, you have special people, special family, maybe a grandmother, a grandfather, whatever, reaching out to you all the time because they want to help you. It's not just about protection, it's about knowledge. So the more open that you are, right, the more willing you are to entertain this and be open and curious, kind of like a child, the better off you'll be. Because I had three questions for you. And, the first one is, I always ask this question, who do you want to be? So if you're stuck in your life, who do you want to be? And I have an offer for you. And everyone gets this offer. And you can have it your whole life. You can have it like now, you can have it a week from now, you can have it a month from now, you can have it 10 years from now. If you're unhappy in any area of your life, who do you want to be? Who do you want to be, guys? Seriously. And I'm asking you that question not as like theoretical. I'm asking as a real question. Because I am here to activate you, be a thought leader, and help people move forward and animals as well. What are you here to do? And I want to tell you something. It's a secret, but not a secret. And the secret is this: no matter how old you are or young you are, no matter if you're 20, or you're 70, it doesn't matter. There's always time for a restart. So if you're unhappy in any area of your life, whether it's personally with your spouse, whether it's professionally with your job, whether it's spiritually, you're not as close as you'd like to be, with spirit, get yourself right with spirit or whatever you follow, right? And physically, if you're overweight or you're not feeling well or you're underweight, whatever the case may be, all of these are cups that I talk to my clients about. And these cups are all, they get filled up, right? And then they overflow into the next one. And I always thought that they were separate. I used to travel so much. I was on a plane every single week for 5 years, you guys, 5 years. So I'd eat junk food and all that stuff, and I gained weight and it sucked. But I was living a very stressful life. I was chasing money, which never works, by the way, never works. If you really want to be happy, you got to move from your heart, not money. I didn't know I was so blocked. I had money blocks. I had all kinds of things, but I was stressed out. I was overweight. I was always running. I felt like I could never catch up. And I hated my job. I wasn't even doing what I wanted to do because I was chasing money, right? And if you're in that space, I really thought, well, what does it matter what I eat? How is that going to affect me? Well, obviously, we all know it's pretty easy. It does affect you. And me, I'm even, I have to eat, a couple times a day. So that's even stupider that I did that. But I was trying to be superhuman, which, I mean, we're good, but we're not, superhuman crazies, right? So take a minute and ask yourself, who do you want to be? And I'd like you again to be open and curious because you can be, it doesn't matter how far you are in your current trajectory, because people will say, oh, well, I'm making so much right now. How could I ever go back to school? How could I ever do that? You know what? You can do anything you want to. You can, let me get close. You can have it all. You can. You just have to decide that you can. So, one, who do you want to be? Two, are you willing to dig deep to do the work? I'll give you an example. Someone that's very close to me, who I love dearly, has their own business. Very successful, doing it for quite a few years, like 25 years. All of a sudden, the last 2 years, not so happy and needs to make some changes. And just a conversation today, I was like, okay, well, you've been saying you're unhappy for a while. You need to rebrand yourself and start doing what you really like. So either you take what you're already doing and change how you're doing it, or maybe have different clients that you can serve that makes it different in a different sector. Or you can scrap the whole thing and start over, do something completely different, whatever it is. Nope, I can't, I can't, I can't. I'm like, why? Because they're so fixed on where they're at. And it's like they want to change, but they can't make a move. They won't do the work to make the change, but yet they want the change. And because they're afraid. And they want to switch gears, but they won't. So they just complain about it. So nothing will change, which I don't have any patience for. If you want something bad enough, you can have it and accomplish it. It might take time. It will definitely take time. It will definitely take probably longer than you think. It will definitely probably cost some money. It'll definitely take your time. But you know what? You can have it. But the only way forward to your happiness is for you to figure out what makes you happy and then go after that, right? Don't stay in the same container that makes you unhappy and then ask for a change, but you won't jump over to another container to make a difference. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the question is, will you dig deep? Are you willing to do the work? And the third question is, are you willing to be flexible? This goes with it. Because I talk to a lot of clients, and one thing that's a prerequisite for me is, you need to be able to do the work because I've got tools like crazy. I can send anything towards you, right? Healing, anything. But if you're not willing to do the work in between, nothing's going to change, right? Nothing. So who are you, right? Who do you want to be? Are you willing to dig deep to do the work? And are you willing to be flexible? Because there are so many of you out there that are super, super talented, but you don't see your own talent and you kind of put yourself down a lot. You keep yourself in a really small container and you're not growing and you're not letting yourself change. You're just accepting what you've always had. And if you're not happy with that, you have two choices. You can either keep rolling with it and complain, or you can get out of it and make a difference. So, I help people change, activate them, get them to understand their real gifts and talents, and then I'll put them in alignment, and then they start living the life that they truly want. And it's amazing. And it's a transformation, but it does take time, it does take effort, it does take work, but it's possible. So, I am here just to let you know that you probably are miserable if you're still searching. You've been looking outside of yourself. It's time to look inside. The answers are not on YouTube all the time, right? The answers are within. Always within. And here's the other thing I want you guys to know. A lot of you do many different things, and you're going to come across people that are going to tell you, oh, you can only do one thing. No, don't believe that. I do this. I also am an animal communicator, and people are like, that's totally different. That doesn't go together. It doesn't, but it does. But I do two different things, and I love it, and I'm okay with it. And you should be too. Don't let anyone stop you from using your gifts, even if they may not seem like they go together. That's okay, because it's kind of like this. Think of it this way. You know, entertainers, you know, people that do music for a living, they can sing, they can write, they can play guitar, they can play piano, they can do all kinds of things, right? And then there's other entertainers who can, they can sing, they can dance, they can act. So how would it be if you told one of them, like, oh, you know, you can only sing? They'd be like, yeah, but I can act and do all this other stuff too. And they'd be like, no, you can't do that. It's like, of course you can. Of course you can. Can you imagine telling J-Lo, no, you can't only do one thing? You know, or anybody who you think is like an awesome singer, artist who does many things, right? Just one thing. Don't let anyone discourage you or stop you from using your gifts. Many of them, because if you were gifted it, it's there for a reason. It's to help you move forward and others move forward too. And they don't all have to be humans. They can be animals as well, right? Because we need to be advocates for them. So I hope this helped you. I am offering a membership, which is opening very soon, the beginning of next month. It's going to be the best pricing right now for it. So you can work with me one-on-one. There'll be links below. You just email me. Or you can sign up for the membership, which I would highly encourage as well. And that'll be opening up in like 2 weeks. And I would love to help you guys move forward because I want to see all of you guys shining because you are all superstars and amazing. If you have any questions, let me know. If you want to work with me, just email me and please leave comments. And I'm sending you on your way with lots of love. Thanks, guys.